Stay tuned as we talk about Bible prophecy today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello. Today, Dr. Gary Hedrick is talking about Bible prophecy. His subject is Getting One World Ready for Two Men. This is a lengthy series, and we know that it's sometimes hard to catch every program. I'll be back at the end of today's message with an important announcement that might be of some help if you missed one of the programs or would like to share this important teaching with friends. And now, with today's installment, here is Gary Hedrick.
All right, thank you, and welcome, listening friend, to another edition of Messianic Perspectives. This is program number 10 in our series of prophetic studies on getting one world ready for two men. And when we say getting one world ready for two men, we're talking about events that are leading us up to the time of the end of this age. We're talking about developments and prophetic trends that are falling into place just as the biblical writers predicted thousands of years ago. Getting one world ready for two men, and we have an outline we're following, getting the world ready religiously, geopolitically, technologically, historically, and prophetically. Now, you know, you may be just tuning in, or maybe you just ran across our website on the internet and you push that button and you're listening to this program. And it all sounds a little strange to you. All of this talk about a tribulation period and prophecies and the Bible and getting one world ready for two men. And you're just not quite sure about all of this. And let me tell you something, my friend, a little skepticism can be a healthy thing. Listen, there's all kinds of crazy stuff being taught these days. You shouldn't swallow everything that comes down the pike. After all, everyone can't be right. In fact, if everyone is saying something different and only one of them is correct, that means 99.999% of the stuff you're being bombarded with is wrong. So you say, well, Gary, if that's true, how in the world am I ever going to figure out who's telling me the truth? And do you know what the answer to that question is? Jesus the Messiah, when he was here on earth, said that the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth. So if you want to know the truth, just pray and ask God to reveal it to you. And if you're sincere and you mean business, I believe God's Spirit will show you the truth. There can be 1,000 different voices, but when you hear the right one, the Holy Spirit will tell you. He'll say, "That's the one." You remember the testimony of Robbie Robbins? I interviewed him here on this program maybe a year and a half or so ago. He was a nightclub owner who was led to the Lord by one of our missionaries while they were sitting on bar stools in his own nightclub. And Robbie's Jewish family had come from Russia years before. Their last name was Rabinowitz, and he took the show business name of Robbins. And this man had been involved in just about every religious and occultic movement known to modern man. I mean, you name it, and he had tried it. But when Robbie finally heard the gospel that night in his own nightclub, when our missionary Michelle Beadle spoke with him there, there was a still, small voice, and Robbie told us this. He said, "There was something that told me, that's it, Robbie. That's what you've been looking for." And he knew that was it. Case closed. The search was over. And you know what? God is still using Robbie Robbins in a wonderful way. He's been working on some musical projects. He came to visit us not long ago and brought us a CD of some of his music. And I believe God's going to use him. But that's how you can know it's true. When you hear us talk about the Messiah and the gospel and about prophecies and the end of this age and all this kind of thing, I believe God's Spirit will confirm it to you if you really mean business. Now, if you're just playing games, or you're just surfing the internet, or you just happen to find us on the radio and you're not really serious about it, forget it. God doesn't play games. But if you are serious, I believe he will show you the truth. And the truth is that the Bible is a most remarkable book. Forget the supermarket tabloids. Forget Nostradamus. Forget the psychic hotline or whatever it's called. The Bible contains the most amazing prophecies you could ever imagine. In fact, it contains an outline of world history that was actually written 2,500 years ago, centuries before most of these prophetic events ever occurred. And that's the truth. But that's not all. The Bible goes into great detail as to what will happen as we approach the end of the age. And notice we talk mostly about the end of the age, not the end of the world necessarily, because the world itself, that is planet Earth, doesn't end until much later. Right now, what we're interested in is the end of this age, the end of this chapter of human history. And the Bible tells us exactly how this age will end. And the most amazing thing about it is, everything is unfolding exactly as the Bible said it would. Everything the Bible said would happen as we approach the time of the end is starting to happen right now. Let me ask you a question. Have you been noticing how many earthquakes we've been having lately all over the world? Have you been watching the news? Even ABC News on its Nightline program late at night spent a whole program not long ago talking to geologists and seismologists and other scientists and engineers, asking them why there's been such a marked increase in the frequency and intensity of earthquakes. Ted Koppel asked these experts, why are we having so many earthquakes? Time Magazine, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, they've all been talking about this earthquake phenomenon. You say, Gary, I suppose you're going to tell me you know why we're having so many earthquakes. Of course. Jesus said in Matthew 24 that one of the signs as we approach the time of the end would be an increase in, now watch this, the frequency and intensity of earthquakes. He used the analogy of birth pangs, like when a baby is about to be born. The pains increase in what? Frequency and intensity. The closer the baby is to being born, the more frequent and the more intense the pains are. You say, Gary, that's amazing. Oh, listen, my friend, that's just scratching the surface. You don't know what amazing is until you really get into this book. The Bible is a supernatural book. It is the very Word of God. You can believe it, you can trust it, and you can obey it, knowing that it is God's word to you personally. You say, Gary, how come I've never heard this before? Well, that's the $25,000 question. I've had people come up to me and say, Gary, I grew up in church, or I grew up in the synagogue, and I never heard any of this. I never knew there were prophecies in the Bible. I never knew the Bible was God's word for me personally. I hear it all the time. People say that to me all the time. It's like this is the best kept secret in the world. So why do you think that is? Why is it the best-kept secret in the world? Well, I suspect one reason is that the enemy, capital E, the enemy doesn't want the word to get out. I'm talking about Satan, the evil one, because this book tells us about his demise. In the end, his side loses, and he's cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. So that's why the enemy doesn't want you to know what this book says. He doesn't like the way the book ends. And by the way, this is one of the things I don't like about preterism. The fact that if you accept full preterism and just take it to its logical conclusion, then all the prophecies have already been fulfilled. Everything God has promised to do has already been done. That's full preterism or pure preterism. The Latin word praeter means past. It places the fulfillment of prophecy in the past. Now, the preterists call us futurists because we believe there are prophecies yet to be fulfilled in the future. So we are futurists and they are pastorists, only they use the Latin word for past, and it comes out preterists. We are futurists, that is, we believe in future prophecy, and they are preterists who believe only in past prophecy. In fact, full preterists don't even believe in the future resurrections or judgments. That's why several denominations and even some more moderate preterists have denounced full preterism as heretical. So if the preterists are right, then look around you, my friend, and take a good look, because this is all you get. The promises have already been fulfilled. The second coming happened in AD 70. Jesus has already returned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and there's nothing more to be done. It's not going to get any better than this if the preterists are right. So take a look around you and take a good look. And I have to tell you, I think that's just plain silly. I mean, to look around at the world today with all of its heartache and sorrow and death and pain and wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and famine and earthquakes on a scale never before seen in the history of mankind, and then just to say, this is as good as it gets. Because the restoration and restitution promises of God's word have already been fulfilled. God has nothing more to do. That's what the preterists say. We're living in the new heaven and the new earth right now. That's what they say. Well, my friend, if this is the new heaven and new earth, then we might as well just pack everything up and shut down the store. If this is it, then we're in a lot of trouble. But I've got good news for you, my friend. This is not it. God isn't finished with this old world yet. A better world is coming, a real new world order. And it's the kingdom of the Messiah. One of these days, Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he will reign from the throne of his father David in Jerusalem. You say, Gary, do you really believe that? Yes, I do. I really believe it, whether the preterists believe it or not. I believe it. Not only that, but I can't wait. I'm ready. Come, Adonai Yeshua. Come, Lord Jesus. Well, that's all of our time for today. We'll continue on the next program. I've got a lot more to say, but it'll have to wait until then. In the meantime, this is your friend, Gary Hedrick, saying, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. You've been listening to Messianic Perspectives, the Bible teaching ministry of Dr. Gary Hedrick and CJF Ministries. Dr. Hedrick has been talking about the cumulative effect of developments in our generation. Everything is working towards getting one world ready for two men. If you'd like a copy of these programs, they're all available on compact disc for the suggested gift of $18. Just visit our online store at messianicspecialties.com and search for Getting One World Ready for Two Men. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Have you enjoyed this edition of Messianic Perspectives? Why not continue to learn about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith by inviting a speaker from CJF Ministries? Call our toll-free number, 1-800-926-5397, and we'll be happy to handle all of the details. You'll be glad to know that our daily programs are available as downloadable podcasts. We're listed in the iTunes Music Store. Just access the Music Store through the link on our homepage at cjfm.org or by searching for Messianic Perspectives at the iTunes Music Store. You'll find the subscription information there. Would you rather listen on your computer? Our broadcasts are also available as webcasts. Just click on the media link on our homepage at cjfm.org. Once again, our web address is simply cjfm.org. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Gary Hedrick continues our series of studies on Getting One World Ready for Two Men, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.